Hi everyone, thanks for coming today. This is Richard Wu from Azure Marketing, and I'm excited to host Yohai Kiriyasi today to discuss Azure websites. Feel free to submit questions during the presentation, and we'll answer as many as we can during our Q&A session at the end. And without further ado, I'll hand it over to Yohai.
Hey, thank you, Richard. I'm glad to be here today, and thank you for the opportunity for presenting. My name is Yohai Kiriyasi, and I'm a program manager on the Azure website team. I've been working on the website project for the last 3 years. And today, I want to provide you guys with an overview of Azure websites and a few of the key features which we believe provide great value. So before we start, actually, let's see how quick and easy you can start with Azure websites. For those of you who are not fully familiar, and it's always good to start with a demo. So without further ado, let's press the play button here. Hopefully you guys can see my screen. Here it is. All right. So this is the Azure website, the marketing portal. And if you go to features and you go to mobile and web and hit the website, you'll be landing here. Recently, we added this ability to create a web app right here on the fly. No credit card, no Azure login needed. All you need to do is be a Microsoft account, basically a live ID. So let me hit the create web. But as you see, we have several options here. You can choose C#. Let's go in and choose Node, for example. We cover some of the other languages later. I'll choose Express. And I'll hit the create button. And it takes a couple of seconds to basically go ahead and prep the website. But initially, what you see in here, we're creating a temporary website and we'll have a full experience of interacting, managing, coding, changing the website as it is on the fly. And again, I'm not logged into the Azure website. I'm no credit card, very easy to start, and so on. So that's it. Basically, that's all it took, a couple of seconds. If I'm going to click on this link, we'll see the Express. This is a very, very simple Node app, but this is a live app right now. It's kind of hard to copy GUID, but trust me, it's there. And what I want to show to you is you can download publishing profile, you can download the site content itself. What I want to do is I want to show some other cool features that not a lot of people are familiar with. And I would like to edit this with Visual Studio Online. So what I'm opening here is basically a Visual Studio Online called Monaco. That's the project name. And this is it. This is the site. This is a kind of a full-blown Visual Studio Online editor live within the site. This is my site. And as you can see, we are in the editor. It's an editor. I can search if I want. For files, I can, connect to Git if I want to. Richard, John, I think we can hear you on the call, guys. Sorry about that. You can connect to Visual Studio, as you can see. Let me go back to the files for us real quick. And basically what you see here is, like, here's the index file, like title. So let's change this. We've seen the first, let's add, like, text one. For the sake of it. And what I'll go now is I'll go to the index.js. If you're familiar a little bit with Node, basically this is just another, this is a regular MVC app. So going here, let's see, takes a second, let's go back to the index again. And the index is not loading. One last try. Oh well, then we'll just go here, and just to show you how this thing works, is basically I can go here and add another P and says, welcome to Azure website webinar. And that's it. And without further ado, basically I kind of already hopefully saved the page. Kind of saving, let's hope it actually saved it. And let's double check, let's refresh. No, did not change. Oh, well, you see, this is how things go awkward on the start, although it worked perfectly fine 10 minutes ago. Let's restart. Okay, so as you can see, oh, this is annoying. Let me refresh this all up. One last try to make this a nice demo. And for some reason it doesn't save. Oh, load. Huh. Oh well. It was a good try though. So in theory, what you have seen here is how we interact with Visual Studio Online and change stuff. I will try to show that a little bit later again. But just to end this on a positive note, when it does work, you have a full-blown website right off the bat that you can basically go ahead, edit, and interact with right here in Visual Studio Online with Azure websites, and again, without actually going into without going into the details of working with actually logging to the Azure portal, just as an experience to start interacting with Azure. So with that, let me go back to the slides. Okay, so we've done that demo, and moving forward. So the demo didn't work perfectly, but I hope you see how easy it is to start with website. I think the next demo would even show it better. Next, we'll provide a quick overview of Azure, and specifically how websites fits into the big picture. We will continue with some of the more used set of features for website continuous deployment and continuous integration. We'll see staging slots and stuff like that. To add more value, we'll talk about the overall story of Azure websites and how we see DevOps and how we manage and integrate that into the whole story and, you know, make developers' life IT pro better. And we'll end today's session with a quick overview of something we call Project Kudu. Lots of content to cover, so let's go. Okay, so overall, when you come to, there's a lot of services in Azure. There's, you know, 27 or more. We're still counting up. I kind of lost track as we keep adding more and more services. The most known services that most of you probably are familiar or using already are the compute related, such as IaaS, cloud services, websites, and also we have mobile as well. But most likely your application need more than just compute. So we have a rich set of data services. We have a rich set of network services. And on top of that, there is a lot of application-related services like Azure Active Directory, CDN, Visual Studio that you have just saw, Notification Hub for mobile services, and many more. And most important, the platform also supports most of the popular and languages and the framework out there, like .NET, Java, PHP, Python, Node, and so that. So today's session specifically, we will focus on Azure websites, trying to provide you guys kind of an intro and an overview to the key features. So all of that goodness that you've just seen, all the services and all the solutions provided by Azure are provided globally. You get all of that rich platform across the globe in 16 different regions, available for developers in 89 markets with, you know, year-round support. And basically, we are continuously increasing capacity in terms of footprint and size and locations as well. So when we come to Azure website, we see it as a robust cloud platform for developing, testing, and running web application. You can build apps using your favorite tools, languages, .NET, Java, PHP, you know, Python, whatever you want. Super easy to deploy, as we'll see in a few minutes through some of the demos. There is plenty of more features and capabilities, which we will cover during this presentation. But there are a few things that I do want to highlight for this slide. Azure Websites handles all the underlying platform for you. So unlike IaaS, for example, any OS patches, any framework updates happen automatically for you. There is no special maintenance you need to do to on your website other than taking care of your application. Then also, there are not any special prerequisites for using websites. There is no special Azure SDK. There are no need to do any to have any prior knowledge in cloud or in Azure all up. If you have a website, you can simply, if you choose, use FTP, upload your website, and that's it. Your application, your web app is good to go and running. All this basically lets you focus on what's important to you, on your important stuff, which is your application, and you don't need to worry about servers, VM, hardware, networks, or anything like that. With that in mind, and to make sure we're on the same page here, website service is a pretty big one, and we are hosting over 300,000 websites. We're handling over 1.5 billion requests per day. The customer sites, traffic, everything grows double digits on a month-to-month. As we see, it's a great momentum, and I hope you guys will enjoy this session, and you will see the value in websites, and you will be jumping the bandwagon as well with us. So after a few marketing slides, and the next slide is a demo slide, so bear with me. So after these few marketing slides, let's review some of the features websites offers. This is a pretty big list, this is just a partial list of all the features that's offered by websites. We will not have time to review all of those features anyhow, but I just want to basically note that with respect to the feature highlighted in yellow, there are 15 of them or 16. Those are the features that we have just added in the last 6 months. And we are continuing adding features in basically that rapid pace. You know, one or two new features, some of them are small, some of them are bigger every other month, basically. A few noticeable features are hybrid connections and VNet support. Basically lets you securely connect to on-premise or any other Azure VNet assets that you have on Azure. We added cache and CDN recently, a couple of months ago, to support and enhance our global scale and performance of Azure websites. And there are many, many more other features that we don't really have time to cover right now, but you'll see some of them in the demos to come. So overall websites offer a lot of high-end applicative features that basically you can use in your application. It's fully managed, which is a lot more than other services provide. So with that, I think I want to show you another demo now. Hopefully it will be a bit better than the previous one. All right, so you can see this didn't went well. Let's go to the Azure portal. This is the new Azure portal. It's still in the preview mode, still in preview mode, it's very functional, and we're going to use that during this presentation. We will actually use both portals. We'll use both the preview portal and the full-blown portal, and I'll talk a little bit about the differences between them and how do you use them. What I want to show you, basically, again, we've seen a little bit how easy it is to start with Azure websites, although the first demo did not work as expected. If I go here, add a new, you can see there are a bunch of services and options that you can add. You can add IaaS VM if you want. You see there are specific images. You can add a website. You can add a SharePoint farm and so forth. All of that basically is covered. All of those application, this is a shortcut menu. Everything is available through the Azure Gallery. So if I go through the gallery, you see through the home, there is a lot of richness in that. You can create a whole SharePoint server farm. This is a complete IaaS play on the website, but I'm just highlighting that to see the power of the gallery. And it will take care of everything for you with respect to all the VM databases and so forth. Similarly, if you go to the website pane, you'll see the website that you can install, and there we have a bunch of stuff over here. We got, you know, plain website, we got a website with SQL, or say with MySQL, and you can see we have a bunch of applications like a scalable WordPress, and we support many other blogs as well. If I scroll down a little bit, you see all the different frameworks that we support. So as we mentioned that, we support Python, Java, PHP, obviously .NET, Node.js, and so forth. If I go back to the starter kits, those are the sites where some of them you've seen in the previous demo. I like to go with the bakery. The reason I go with the bakery, it's a simple self-contained app, and we'll use it towards the end of this presentation on a different demo as well. So I'll go here and hit the create button, which will walk me through a wizard. Hey, let's call this, let's name our site. Let's call it webinar, and I think I already have webinar demo one. And there's a bunch of stuff over here. There is something called web hosting plan. We'll see it in a later. You can choose basically if you want to go on a standard SKU or a basic. We'll cover all that in a second. I want to, in sake of time, just go ahead and already choose an existing one. As you can see, I have quite a few of them, been using them. So as I chose that, it kind of changed all the other aspects of my resource group, where subscription and where do we deploy. So we'll deploy it into EC2. Webinar, it's a bakery. Let's hit the create button. Okay, let's change it to something more easy to track, sorry. This will be easier for us. So someone is already using that. Webinar bakery one. Okay, easier. We'll hit the create button. So right now what we're doing is basically we go ahead, we're going to provision all the resources that are required, and we're going to create the websites for you. While this is cooking, I'd like to show you the new portal a little bit. One of the first things you see here is like the service health, overall, all the different regions that we have. The two regions in Australia are not lit up yet because they are not officially launched. They will be later in October. They're in a limited preview right now. But if I click on that, what you'll see is you'll see like all the lists of all the services that we have on this portal. And as I mentioned, there are plenty of them. Luckily, everything is green, which is good. Sometimes it's not, then you can see different icons. And if you hit the website, you basically see like all the region in which websites are being provisioned. You'll be able to see all the different regions, and basically everything looks okay. Cool. So by the time I show you the service health dashboard, the bakery application was deployed. Let me go ahead and click here. What you'll see here is the experience that we offer with Azure websites on the new portal. This piece of property is what we call the blade, and it has a bunch of items on it. We'll cover it in a second. But I want to show basically as you hit the browse button, the site is already provisioned and running. We've deployed all the bits. Now we go ahead and kind of flow the app. And this is it, this is the app. It's a very simple app, and again, we'll use it later for a different demo. Just to show you how easy it is to start and create Azure website with Azure websites. All right. Back to the slides. Okay, so we've seen how easy it is to create Azure websites. With respect to deployment, there are a few options that we can cover. There are multiple deployment options. The basic options include FTP and web deploy. While fully supported and being heavily used, both FTP and web deploy, if you guys are serious about DevOps, you probably want to look into continuous integration, continuous deployment option. And you will want to opt in into source control and all of that to have, you know, more robust and integrated deployment system and experience all up. Using source control integration, you can achieve continuous deployment and integration. It's a great option for you. We'll see the demo in a second. You can use Visual Studio Online. You can use either Git or TFS with that. You can directly connect to Git or Bigbucket. You can also implement your own continuous deployment as part of your build automation process and systems. If you guys are using TFS or any other basically build system locally on-premise, fully supported with API, you guys can basically automate everything from your own environment into Azure websites. We have provided several hooks into existing public assets, like, again, Visual Studio and GitHub, basically. And there are a few other cool options like Dropbox and the debug console, but as I say, those are cool, but fully functional, a little bit less used. If we look at the... If we're looking at the continuous deployment and integration options, basically the cycle begins with developers writing code, you know, checking into some code repository. And as you don't, you know, you don't really want to automatically deploy stuff into production, you can use websites, and we have something called staging slots, and we have multiple of those. We'll see them in a second. And you can use slots to, you know, deploy your latest and greatest. Using Slot, you can verify your code, you know, run post-build testing, any automation that you want to have. And then you can make a call whether you're okay with the build, and by swapping it, you'll be swapping it to production, you know, alternating between different test and production websites. Once deployed to the cloud, you know, you can constantly monitor your application, you know, via Azure Application Insights or any other third-party tools, such as New Relic, AppDynamics, or any of the API and great functionality offered in the portal and through the API support. And then again, basically after you do that, you go back to the dev, you see telemetry, you fix bugs as needed, check in, and the cycle continues. And with that in mind, basically, hey, let's see a demo of how this thing actually works. Okay, so for this demo, I'm going to use the full portal, and I'm going to alternate between the full and old and this portal and the newer portal. I need to switch to this portal since some of the functionality that I'm going to use has not been fully migrated into the preview portal. As I said, it's a preview portal, so still working on the fine details here. Okay, so with that, let me create a website. Again, it's very easy to create a website. Webinar, cool. Webinar one, awesome. Web app. So I'm going to create that. I'm going to create it in the existing planet we have. I'm going to hit the create website. And again, what we're going to create right now is basically here's, you can see here the previous site that we've created, the webinar bakery one. And what are we going to create basically is we're going to create another site. It's going to be an empty site. Here is the site. And if I'm going to browse to the site, I think this is browse, hopefully. We're going to browse to the site. This is what you get when you create an empty website. You're going to get an empty website. Okay, bear with me. There is a point in all of that. If you go to the dashboard, you can see some of the functionality we have, some monitoring, which we'll see in a second. Some of the usages information and a bunch of other operation you can do right here. What we want to do is we want to add a new deployment slot. So I'm going to add a new deployment slot, and I'm going to be extremely original, calling it staging. And what happens right now is we have created a staging site, and if I look at my staging site, basically it's just another website. It's a slot. It's like other any website. Basically, it's affiliated to the webinar one, as you can see it over here, and as you can see the staging slot name. We can have multiple staging slots, obviously, and we'll see them later. This is kind of the same thing. It's a site. If you're going to hit the browse on this site, it's also an empty site. And you can see the difference. This is the staging part, and the other one is actual without the staging. All right. So moving forward, what we want to do is basically I want to integrate source control. And this is where things get interesting. I can set up a deployment from source control. You can see here we control Visual Studio Online. We control, we can have access to local Git, GitHub, Dropbox, Bitbucket, or anything else that you want. I'll choose GitHub. And I've already logged into GitHub, so it go ahead, you know, alteration was successful. It will go and figure out which repository I want to choose. So several repositories here. Let me choose the Awesome Web App. There is going to deploy from the master branch. I'm going to hit the create button. And what's happening right now, basically, we are linking a deployment directly from GitHub to our application. And websites automatically detect that you have a deployment ready on GitHub, basically. We have a build there. We have something that's been checked in. So we are getting all the changes. We are automatically connecting to GitHub and pulls all the latest and greatest of this application. And what is happening right now is going to GitHub, deploying, as you can see, generating deployment scripts. It takes a couple of seconds, depends on the app, could take even longer, up to a few minutes. But basically what you'll see is that at the end of that, we'll have an app, a very simple MVC app, .NET app, that is ready. So if I go to my staging slot, this is my production. This is my staging. Again, you can see it through the staging. I'll hit the refresh. What you see now is it takes time to refresh because it's the first time we're actually running this website on Azure websites. We have deployment from GitHub. It's all ready, and here it is. And those few seconds it took us to load the site is what we called a cold start, and this is some of the, one of the main reasons we actually have a staging slot, which we'll talk in a second. So what we've seen here basically so far is the ability to very fast create a website and extremely as easy to connect it to a deployment, a continuous deployment tool and source control. For this example, we're using GitHub and pull all the information and see it right here. All right. So this is a continuous deployment demo. So let's see it's a little bit in action. What you've seen is how I connected to Git, pull the latest. Now let's make some changes to the app itself and see how it goes. So I've already launched Visual Studio, and this is the Awesome Web App, and it's actually connected to the GitHub. And what I want to do is I want to go ahead and let's say let's go ahead add here something else. Like welcome to Azure websites webinar. Okay, and I'll hit the save. Now there are multiple deployment options that I can do. Directly from Visual Studio, I can go ahead, right click, and hit the publish button. Since this Visual Studio has the latest Azure SDK, it's being connected to Azure. You can see here on the left side. And by connecting to Azure, I can see all my websites. And I can also see my awesome website and my webinar, and I need to refresh, and you'll see this site. And for basically, here's the staging site, which we are. I can, again, you know, I can attach a debugger if I want to. I can publish directly. I can see log files. I can see settings. I can do a lot of that. Specifically for this demo, we've already made a change. Then basically, let me now check it in and deploy it. So I'm a kind of an old-fashioned guy. I'm using Git right now, so just me just continue and use Git GUI. Obviously, you can do it directly from Visual Studio, just to show you the thing works across the board. So add a new line for webinar demo. I'll hit the commit. committed. Now let me hit the push button. So I'm pushing to the remote is origin. I have only one branch right now, which is the master, which is fine. Let me push that. I need to identify myself. Okay, and it's being successful. Thank you. Let's close this window. If I go back to the portal, what you will see is that its websites have already automatically detected the change. And what is now doing is basically picking up all the differences, all the changes, and redeploying the site into the staging site. This, again, takes a couple of seconds. The site is now being deployed. So if we go back to the staging site, again, this is the staging site. Let us refresh. And after we refresh the site, we should hopefully see the new line, and here it is. So we have seen here that I've made a change. I checked it into GitHub, which is my source control. Automatically, Azure Websites picked it up and deployed it. Now, the whole thing is pretty cool, but what do we do with our production site, which is kind of empty right now? Going back to the portal, we'll go to the dashboard. And what we can do is we can hit the swap button. Sorry, this is being cut here. We can hit the swap button. And I can swap sources. I can swap the sources of traffic, live traffic hitting my website from the webinar staging site to the app site, which I'll do right now. I'm swapping. Takes a couple of seconds, but basically it's pretty much done. So if I go to my production site, let me refresh. Now, this is production. You see there's no staging here. Let me refresh, and what you'll see here is the app, and this is it. It was instantaneously. It happened immediately because the staging site is already warm. Just to recap, what you saw is you saw how easy it is to set up continuous deployment from GitHub. Basically, you can do it from any other source control directly into website. Staging site help you avoid cold start. They help you verify code changes and quality of your application before you actually go ahead and push it into production. So that was done with that demo. Hopefully, this was better than the previous one. Going back to the slides, let's pick up some pace. Where are we? We are here. Push to audience. All right. So we've seen the demo. To recap what we've seen here, you can have multiple developers, obviously. GitHub is just an example here for a source control. You're connecting to staging, never to production. You're doing all your operation on the staging, and when you're happy with that, you can actually swap into production. Specifically, if you're looking at the staging site, imagine that you have a site and you have a second site, which is the staging site. The blue one is the production site. And when you're ready, you basically go ahead and switch between those sites. Basically just what we've done. There is a little bit more into it. There is something called testing in production. It's a more advanced topic. We're not going to cover it right now. But think of it, you have multiple slots and you can basically choose which parts of, or you can choose portion of your actual production traffic to be redirected to different slots to help you verify and see how things work in production. So we've done with that. Let's go to another demo. Let's see how we monitor our application, how we have alerts, and how we handle stuff. So hit the play button again. Buffering, I hope you guys can see it. Cool. So for that, we're going to go back to our to the preview portal, and I'm going to preload an app that I've already created, and you'll soon see why I've created it and why we're using that. So the photo gallery one on the east U.S. is a very simple website that I've created. Let's double check here. Journey, let's kill those. Thank you. Okay. So the photo gallery is a very, very simple web app. It's a .NET app. It's an old app we've used to basically show how we can scale to a run across multiple different regions with a very with a very old app that we have basically taking and updating. It show images. You can hit the like button. It goes ahead. There's a database behind the scene. Nothing too complex. Very, very simple app, as you can see from here. But what I want to show you is basically how we look at that app. So first and foremost, what you have is what we call the resource group. With the new portal, what we offer is not just a shiny new UI. We offer a whole way of managing application. Behind the scene, there's a new data model, a new API called Azure Resource Manager or Management, which basically allow you to think of a whole set of resources combined into an application. For example, this photo app has a bunch of websites and other stuff. It has a storage account. It has a default server farm, which relates to the servers. You can think of SQL Azure, CDN, cache, any of that. If for a second I will switch to this portal. What you see here, basically, it's a whole list of bunch of services, and you don't really know my website connected to which database and so forth. With the new portal, it's a little bit more easy to see that. Information. So if I go to, for example, the default servers, what you see here is web hosting plan, if it's going to load in a second. Let's give it a few more seconds. As I say, it's the preview portal, so we're still working on perf and stuff. Let's do the thing that we obviously, hopefully will help. Let's refresh the entire page. Okay, so the default server farm are basically, you can think of them as the servers behind your website. Websites can run in free or shared mode, which are using shared infrastructure, but you can also go to more dedicated SKU, like basic and standard. And on those, you get your own VMs running only your site. And with that in mind, what we can see here is, like, for example, the scale options. So you can see you can scale up to 10 instances if you want. I have between 1 and 3 right now. And I have pre-configured auto-scale on this page, as you can see. And I deliberately set it to very low values, between 10 and 20% of the CPU will, if it runs constantly over 5 minutes, it will actually start increasing the scale of my VMs dedicated for websites. And we did it on purpose, obviously, for the demo. You can add other metrics if you want to, if you care. If you think that there is value in auto-scaling for yourself, you can go ahead and choose like memory or disk queue or length or any other parameters that we expose through here. So we don't care for that right now. If you want to, you can look at the quotas. Basically, this is basic stuff which will show you the CPU and memory. Again, disk queue, length, of your server. So this is a server view. This gives you a view of how does your server behave. And the nice thing about it is, again, just like before, we can add auto scale rules with different parameters. You can add alerts. So I can go ahead and say, hey, you know what? If my CPU goes over X percentage, you can scale it up, but also I want to be notified about that. And you can see here the different values and how does it work. You can add more alerts by covering any metric that we basically provide. And there are more rules over here. All of them are down here. And what we see here in terms of networking is the ability to connect to virtual networking. We're not going to see it as a demo, but you can basically set up that from your website servers, you can connect now to any virtual network. And through that, you can connect to any Azure Virtual Network or through on-premise infrastructure. So moving on, beyond the website, what we see here, if the web hosting plan basically provides a view of the servers, This monitoring tab provides a view of the specific app. So this is the app that I'm using right now. As you can see, there's some traffic going on it. You can see there, when I'm looking right now, I can edit the chart and I can show you the different parameters that we expose. You know, average time, memory, bunch of errors, CPU, and all of that. This is at the app level. If the previous view was at the servers, now you can have a logical view of your app. And just like before, if I want to set up an alert specifically for one app on my server, if I have multiple of them, same thing. This one is actually checking how many 500s I have. I set it up to 100 in X number of period of time over 5 minutes. You can change the time over here. And you can, as before, you can add alerts to any of the metrics that we provide. So this will give you like a full-blown understanding of how the app looks like. Where's my web test? Okay, so we've covered that. I can see operations that happened in this week. As you can see, there are a bunch of backup operations. If you deploy, if you make any API changes, all of those operations get automatically logged and are being saved for the last seven days. So what you can see here are the backups that have already been as pre-configured the backup, and we can see here is all the previous backup that automatically happen on the site every day. So as you can see, there is the storage account to which we send the backup, and the scheduling information for the backup, and then all the different backups. The nice thing about the backup is I can click on any of the backup. Doesn't really matter. You can see the backup. You can go to the specific location. You can download the backup. Or one of the nice features we have with the Azure website is the ability to restore a backup. So I can click the restore button, which allows me basically to choose where do I want to restore the backup. I can obviously restore it to the production side, which might not be the most, not the best thing to do in live production if you have a live and big traffic, but you can also choose to basically go into any of the other slots, like staging, for example. And you can create your new slots, and this basically allows you to test your backup, deploy the backup just to grab some information, stuff, data, and so forth. Obviously, you need to be careful with database if you have that included as well. So if we continue down the path of seeing what the website Blade has, we've already talked about deployment stats and we covered that. One item I want to cover is site setting. Site setting is the one place where you can actually see all the different configuration options for your site, mainly for your runtime. So you can see here general setting, including all the different frameworks is supported. As we mentioned before, we support a bunch of frameworks, PHP, Python, and obviously .NET, Node, and so forth. You can see the different abilities here to configure the different framework. We also have support for WebSockets. Connection streams are here. This is specifically hidden for security purposes, but you can manage your connections here, connection strings. As I mentioned before, you have the ability to do live debugging. We're not going to have time to see a demo during this presentation, but you can get the general idea of being able to live debug live your specific sites in production or in testing and slots, basically, which is nice if you have to scramble. And a bunch of app settings here. Again, you can put app settings in web config. Putting app settings or connection strings over here basically allows you to not check those into your source code, so you don't have to check them in with your code, which is good for security. And during runtime, we basically infuse the app setting connection string into your application, and you're completely accessible to them through your code. There are more advanced scenarios, like specific handler mapping. You can bring your own fast GGI. You can basically kind of do virtuals directly in application from the old IIS. We have all those information or available on the different documentation and blogs. Okay. So one more cool feature that I want to show you guys is something we call stream logging. But for stream logging, let me look into the app that we have created previously during this webinar, which is the webinar demo one. We can just need to find it in a second. And here's the app. And basically, let's browse to the app. It's the same app as we've already created. So same simple app, three different buttons, and now we can actually see what those buttons are going to do. So in Azure Websites, we have a very nice feature called streaming, log streaming. So if I click on the log streaming, you'll be able to see what the feature does. Message basically says that, hey, you need to enable the log streaming feature, so that's okay, fair enough. Let's go to the diagnostics log, and you can see here the different logs option that we have. We log web server logging, which is basically HTTP request or IIS log, detailed error, FRAB, I allow you to help and debug if you have any issues. You can turn them on and off at will. And what we want to show is the application diagnostics. So I turn it on, then you can see it. I set it to verbose, the different level. We'll see those in a second. Now hit the save, success. Now let's go back to the string log, and this time it will be successfully connected to the app. What does it mean from the app purposes? If I go now to the app, and here's the app, and let's do this. Basically, I can go ahead and start clicking buttons. So I can, let's say, refresh this, and you'll see some data coming up. Let me create an error. So here's the exception, 404, some produce logs, and so forth. And if you can see, all this information is coming here live through the streaming log. You can produce some more logs, and some more 400. And some more 400, and you can see the logs are here, the exception, all the information, and all this live coming directly from website. Another thing we can do that I showed before is the diagnostic logs itself. You have the option to change the level, so we can, let's say, do warning, hit save, again, save success, thank you, let's show the log streaming, so I can connect to the app again. Now, when I'm going to start refreshing as an example, you see you don't see all the different errors because it's not verbose anymore. So you will see the errors, obviously. But you may not see all of the 404. You may not see all of the produced log that we have created. And they are not here. And as you can see, this is anything that goes basically with System Trace. So it's a .NET app. Anything I threw up through, anything I write through the console or through the System Trace will eventually end up here. And this information gets saved and stored in your application logs. You can do it on your local disk for the site. You can do it. You can store them to storage or table store, and you can search in them and do more advanced stuff with them, which we don't have really time to cover doing this presentation. So this is kind of the full view, the full range of the what we have just seen. This is through the new portal. You can see the app. You can see all the resources attached to it. You can see monitoring capabilities, traces, web testing, error logs, all of that in one single view, as a one unified view, which is very helpful. We're running short of time, so we're going to skip some of the next demos just to make sure that we are okay. And I want to show you is one thing. So we have about, 10 minutes? With that in mind, let me just show you what Project CUDA looked like. Can you guys see this, the screen? Okay, I presume you are. I don't. I'll trust you guys. Okay, cool. So Project Kudu is the back end that lets you guys enjoy all the richness of the continuous deployment, the web jobs, and a bunch of other stuff that that we have yet seen. Go back. Sorry. No. This one. Okay. So. Yes. Let's just go and show you something in production. So if this is the site, I can go to the Kudu endpoint, which is basically if I go to the SCM endpoint, you'll see it. There is another way to go to the site. I'll show you to it as well. If I go to site extension is an ability to enhance the site. I can easily go ahead and add some more attributes, more functionality to the site. So I can add the site admin tools. Okay, on the legal. And I can add, let me add a few more stuff to the site. Let me add, that will be enough for now. So the site admin tool, and you can browse, and basically you're going to end up in the same place, the source control manager. For this, this is basically kind of a back-end operation manager that we explore, which provide more functionality and more information about the website. It gives you a full view of your environment, for example. If you go to the environment, you'll be able to see all the different environments, system information, you know, what kind of servers are you running, the process, the business on it, all the app setting that we have, connection string that are in the app, all the environment variable, all the information in your web API, in your web config, app setting, connection string, everything is being poured into that, and all of this is obviously available to you from your application. One of the cool things about this tool is the command line. So this is, you get kind of a two-in-one. You get a full-blown command manager, which I can do this and actually see the files. And you can see it over here as a navigate, and you can actually run commands as well. As you can see, it's interactive. I can, I can go ahead and run like, I can run Notepad, basically. And it will run. It obviously does run, but I'll show you in a second where it is. But you can see here your whole files. My site, here's the site, here's dubdubroot, and you can see like all the files over here. You can look at my views. Here my view, home, here's the index. I can actually edit it, and you can see here the file. So this is the welcome to the webinar. I can add, you know, 1, 2, 3 here, hit the save button, and that's it. It's done. Obviously not advisable to use in production, but you get the idea. You have your app data here. You can, you know, if you go up, you can see all your log files that we have created from the Git, from the site extension, from the site itself, from the application, the traces, data files, and a bunch of other stuff. This is very, very rich environment. You can have also a Process Explorer, which will let you see all the processes that are running in your website. This is, again, very helpful and useful to actually manage, to be able to run stuff and so forth. I have a web job running in the background. This is what you see here, the PowerShell, but you get the idea. You see your different application. You can hit the properties. You can see handle, module, files, a bunch of other stuff that are there. This is a very rich environment. I'm kind of running out of time, so I'm kind of running fast through that. There's a bunch of other stuff like site extension. And site extension is our ability to add more functionality. So have you seen, through the portal, you can add any of the site extension. And here is all the site extension that we have. One of the site extensions that I want to do is the site replicator, which I can do. Yeah. Let me add the site replicator, hit the install button. Basically, now go ahead and go and install the site replicator. I'll be able to run it in a second. In the meantime, let me go ahead and just create a new website. Doesn't really matter. I'll create it on webinar 2. I'll create it somewhere else. Create it on like not in East US. Let's create it in like Europe. Yeah. Europe is fine. So it's creating the site. And the reason I want to create a site is because I added a site extension called Site Replicator. And I want to show you how easy it is basically to go ahead and just create that site. In Europe, where is the webinar? Webinar 2. I will download the publishing profile of the app. Let's save it. to the desktop, webinar 2. Let's run the site replicator. Oh yeah. To restart the site. Okay, this will be the last demo, so just take one more minute and then we can jump to the closing. So basically, a site extension, like any other site, is it's basically an additional site, like a management site on top of your existing site, and it's fully protected. The reason you don't see any auth or anything like that coming here right now is because I'm already logged into the portal. So what I've done right now is I've uploaded the publishing setting of the newly created site, which is an empty site. Just to show you, it's an empty site. Here it is. It's pretty empty site. Let me submit. What I'm doing here is the site is reading the publishing profile, and what it does is basically replicate it from one site to the other. Trust me, even if you don't see it on this view right now, it's still deploying and updating the site. So if I go to over here, which is webinar 2, which is empty right now, and let me refresh it, okay, let's give it one more try in a second. Browse. Oh well. Last demo of the day didn't went that well. No. Okay. So, running out of time, so let's go back to the slides. We were here, boost audience. Yep. Okay, so we covered Project Kudu at a high level, open source. You can go to github.com, Project Kudu. You read all the information about it. Very helpful. Okay. So, with that in mind, we're kind of short on time. So to summarize, I hope you guys enjoyed, although the few of the bumps on the demos, it's also always a high risk of when running a bunch of demos. As you see, it's very easy to start with continuous very easy to start with Azure WebTies. We have continuous deployment, very cool staging, production, works great. We haven't covered WebJob, but you've seen a little bit of Project Kudu site extension. There are many more features out there. Follow us on the team blogs, on Twitter, and I hope you guys have enjoyed this, and I hope you guys are going to get started with Azure websites as soon as you can. And with that, if anybody is interested, we can cover our Q&A.
All right, and that concludes today's webinar. We won't have any time for a Q&A today, but I do want to note, tomorrow we'll be sending you a recording of the webinar for your future reference, as well as the slides. So thanks again for coming, everyone, and Yohei, for a fantastic presentation. Have a great day, everyone.